Well, last Friday, massive debate took place between Candace Owens and Andrew Wilson on did Tyler Robinson kill Charlie Kirk, or was somebody else behind it? Was somehow Erica Kirk involved? Was Israel involved or something else? Andrew Wilson paid $300,000 for this debate. Some people say that he paid $300,000 to end his career, because the vast majority of people are saying that Candace's side was more convincing. You know, I just did a poll, 15,000 people answered. I asked whose side was more convincing. 84% of the 15,000 said that Candace Owens' position was more convincing. In another poll I just did, out of 5,000 people, 70% are saying that Erica is milking this situation with Charlie Kirk and the assassination, and maybe she had something to do with it, or at least it doesn't look very good the way that she has behaved post the assassination. 26% of that 5,000 said they don't know if she had anything to do with it. They don't know if she's milking it, but something's off. Only 4% said that Erica is being slandered. So the vast majority of people have a lot of questions about Erica Kirk, and also are in favor of Candace Owens, who is asking a lot of questions about, is Tyler Robinson really the assassin? She admits he was involved, but is he the fall guy? Is he actually the one who pulled the trigger, or was somebody else behind it? She has questions. She has the position that maybe somehow Erica Kirk, TPUSA are behind it. Now, I want to look at some highlights from the debate, the stuff that is going absolutely viral, still going viral, even though it happened on Friday. People are still talking about it, which is a big deal, because, you know, I mean, things that go viral and are discussed in the news last for maybe a day. So for, you know, people to be still discussing this Monday, it shows you what kind of impact the debate had. Well, before I show the clips, let me just maybe tell you who Andrew Wilson is, because everybody knows Candace Owens, right? She has a lot of controversial positions, that the world may be flat. She believes that dinosaurs are a conspiracy against Jesus. She has a lot of controversial positions. Brigitte Macron is a man. And that TPUSA and Israel are somehow involved in this situation with Charlie Kirk. So hate her or love her, we all know who Candace Owens is. But Andrew Wilson is maybe a little less known. Andrew Wilson is an Eastern Orthodox debater, so he is a Christian debater. I first came across him from this viral clip, and I do want to just make you aware there is some profanity in it, so maybe don't have your children around for this, but let me go ahead and show it to you. This is the first time I came across him, and it maybe gives you an idea of his style and who he is. Take a look.
And I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I will never be able to convince you of my worldview.
You won't.
I know. But the reason is not because I'm not a great orator, or I don't make good points, or I haven't said things which should be compelling to a person. But Charlie, I just think, honestly, you're too fucking stupid to understand them.
So Andrew, can I sell you on my worldview?
Yes.
Your wife has three baby daddies and has been married twice before.
And you,
Under your religion.
You lick sniz.
What is that?
You're mean? A fucking dyke. Don't talk shit about my wife, you stupid bitch. Shut your fucking mouth. Shut your stupid bitch mouth.
Your wife with the three baby
daddies? What did I just say? Dyke?
Your wife with the three
sorry,
baby daddies?
Oh, I'm sorry, dyke. Is she morally inconsequential in comparison to your ditch licking?
Do the men that you try to
do the women that like, you try
show
to
your hatred against
do you, the do women
they,
that
like,
you try to
that they shouldn't
you know
like,
Charlie did I bring
women? Do they know
Charlie
that
did I bring your family
older?
Did I bring any of your
you
family into anything
stupid.
Did
you
I say anything about your family being stupid Charlie
you could.
It's
you
because
could
I'm better
it.
Than you Charlie
no it's because you're embarrassed and you know that the traditional values mm-hmm. that you try to sell people
okay.
on are bullshit because
let's
you are not a traditional man
Chuck let's go through
all right so and there's a whole lot more to it but that kind of gives you a feel for who exactly he is, what his debate style is. And so, you know, it was big news whenever he said that he wants to debate Candace Owens and throw out $300,000 to debate her. Everybody knew, well, this is going to be an explosive debate. And so, by the way, one more clip here to just kind of give you a feel for who he is. There's another viral clip that just went wild on the internet a little while back. kind of introducing people to Andrew because there was evidently some difficulty in opening a pickle jar or an olive jar or something like that. Take a look.
Oh, come on. You can do it.
Put it right side up.
Just you can so do it. You got this.
All right, bro. I can't do it. Here. Right. I do. This seems a little immature. No.
For $1,000. The guy sent $1,000.
Yeah, but it seems slightly immature.
It's all fucking it's slick just now.
It's a little,
see, it
little
is.
Fun.
I got to grip it.
Uh-oh, Andrew. If you can't open it either.
Well, so your hand greased the whole top of it.
My hand are fine. Here, high five.
It
my
literally, it's like, feel it. Tell, isn't that greasy?
It was like that already. Oh, yeah, my God.
No, it wasn't. You greased the top.
Use your shirt.
Jesus.
Use your
Andrew, if you can't open the olive jar, you cannot
here,
blame my
while
hand.
We're doing olive jar.
If you're so strong, you should open it.
Yeah, I got to be able to grip it.
Okay, we'll grip it. Let's go.
It's literally slippery.
Uh-oh.
Grab me a paper towel so I can dry the top of it off.
Okay. Well, in fairness to Andrew, as a person who has an incredibly strong grip, I can say I've also struggled with a pickle jar or two here and there whenever they're slippery. Maybe the thing was slick. I don't know. Just trying to be fair here, okay? All right, but he went viral for that, right? So that's kind of who he is. And right before the debate, he made a prediction on how things would go. Here's what he said.
Here's my prediction. It'll look for the first 30 minutes like I'm on the back foot as I draw the position out, and then I'm going to absolutely eviscerate this chick.
So he just said he was going to destroy her. Well, that's not exactly how it worked out, right? Now, the burden of proof was actually more on Andrew in his position, because he's wanting to say that Tyler Robinson is the most likely candidate. So he actually has to make a positive case. He has to affirm things. He has to prove that position. And so the burden of proof was more on him in that debate slash discussion. And it really is a cakewalk for Candace, or really anybody who takes Candace's position, because all you have to do is cast some doubt on Tyler Robinson being the guy to pull the trigger, which isn't very hard to do, to just cast doubt on pretty much any proposition. It's pretty easy to do. So all she had to do was cast doubt. She didn't have to prove that somebody else was, that Israel was behind it, or that Erica Kirk was. The burden of proof wasn't really on her, because she wasn't saying that Erica Kirk is behind this or Israel is. She's just thinking and saying that I think they're behind them, but she's not necessarily the one making an assertion and therefore having the burden of proof. So for her, it was a very easy thing to do, to just swat down any positive evidence that Andrew Wilson would present. She just kind of has to cast doubt on it and show, here's why it doesn't necessarily mean Tyler Robinson is the guy who pulled the trigger. So it didn't work out in the way that he thought. And again, a lot of people say that he just blew $300,000 to end his career. And a lot of people are asking, where is he getting that money from? A lot of people have speculated that maybe he's somehow being funded by TPUSA for this, because he was invited to TPUSA to teach them how to debate. Now, I don't know why, in light of the clip that I just showed you, especially the first clip, any Christian organization would ask him to come and train people how to debate. Your guess is as good as mine, but they did. TPUSA did, and evidently made some connections there. And so some people speculate that maybe he got the money from TPUSA, because TPUSA does have it in for Candace Owens. And so maybe they were trying to do it vicariously through Andrew Wilson. It's all speculative because we don't have any hard proof, but here's how the debate started. And it started out terribly for Andrew Wilson and TPUSA and Erica Kirk specifically, for reasons that they did not anticipate. Because in the clip I'm about to show you, Andrew Wilson says he received a text message that Charlie Kirk shared right before his assassination, the day before his assassination, saying that the left is trying to kill him and he's worried about that. And he shared this text message, or at least read it. He didn't actually show it during the debate. He said he was going to do that on his show so that he can kind of get more views on his channel later on. Well, he didn't realize, perhaps, Erica Kirk had already told everyone that Charlie wasn't saying anything the day before about how he's worried about being assassinated. So here now there's a direct contradiction. And TPUSA, according to Andrew, is the one who gave him this text message. So it's directly contradicting Erica Kirk, which, again, raises a lot of suspicions about Erica Kirk. Take a look at these two clips back to back.
Charlie responded with this. Okay, great. Remind them that they are there for one person's security only, because I'm somewhat worried the left is trying to kill me. That was a message sent September 9th.
But he was not messaging people the day before saying, I'm going to be murdered. They're coming after me. Someone's going to kill me. He didn't say that. And I have his cell phone.
Well, if you have his cell phone and you provided the text message where he did say exactly that, what's going on? You got to address that contradiction. Did you just not look through his cell phone at that time? Again, these are some of the reasons why a lot of people just have a ton of questions about Erica Kirk, TPUSA. They're not happy with the way that she's kind of gone out there like a rock star after the assassination. You know, people have now famously said, well, everyone grieves differently, kind of making it a joke at this point because it just doesn't look like grief in many cases. And so a lot of people just have a whole bunch of questions at this point, including Candace Owens, which is why she's been on this shtick for quite some time. She's been calling into question TPUSA, Erica Kirk, and also pointing out a lot of inconsistencies in the testimonies and comments made by Erica and others. Okay, so here's probably the biggest viral moment that came out of that debate. Candace Owens poses a very simple question to Andrew Wilson. Mind you, Andrew is the one who sought out the debate with Candace. So you would think Andrew just knows this stuff in and out, right? We'll take a look at this.
The question? You're just not following it enough?
It seems pretty, like, if you're going to engage and you're going to say the evidence is overwhelming that Tyler Robinson is guilty, I just think that you should, like, right. Can you tell me one
charge? Then let's do the counter. You can really, hang on, this is a great gotcha.
No. You just got to ask me, play clips out of context, put me in the hot seat. Mm-hmm. So please just answer the question.
This is fair. Can you name all seven since you've been following the case?
Okay, sure. Go ahead. You name one.
Yeah, you named all seven.
I'm happy to do that, but can you name one?
I think he's been charged with murder.
That's actually incorrect.
Okay, great. Now name all seven.
He doesn't even, this is like.
Name all seven.
Can you name all seven? I can.
Then do it.
Sure, you don't have to
do it. No, do it. I'll count them. Go ahead.
You don't have to put your fingers up.
Okay, hang on. Name them.
Yeah, sure.
Name them.
The first charge is aggravated murder because that's what carries a death sentence in the state of Utah. No, that is literally not murder.
Okay.
And so just for people, I don't have to do it in a time limit. There's nothing going on. And just to explain to people the difference of why that really matters and shows that he doesn't actually care about this at all is because aggravated murder, it's narrowly defined and because it carries a death sentence. I'm going to answer the question.
Okay,
you're just going to recognize that your strategy of thinking that people are intimidated when you try to put a time constraint doesn't work. Yeah. And you'll be better the next time you debate
someone. I got it. Give me the other ones.
The more you cut me off, the longer I'll take. Do you want to just wait for me to finish of why that's a big difference so that people don't walk away?
No, I just want you to list the charges.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. You just don't get to pretend that there's a time constraint for me to do that.
Well, how long does it take you to list seven charges?
Because I'm speaking. You just got to.
It sounds like you're just delaying it because you don't know
them. I know all seven of them.
Then
and I'm
going
to say again, because like, you're going to get embarrassed. You don't have to rush this. I'm also showing an example of a very flawed debate strategy. I'm under no time constraint.
I got one.
Great. The second charge is the felony discharge of a weapon. The next two charges are for obstruction of justice.
Okay.
The next two charges are for witness tampering. And the
final. What's the specific charges, though?
That is them. Obstruction of justice. Both obstruction of justice. Witness tampering.
Okay. And there's no other specifics to them.
Well, I can tell you why he's being charged.
No. Just the charges and then seven?
Yeah. See, the bad thing is when you try to be an a-hole and it doesn't work.
What's the seventh?
The last charge is violence in front of a minor.
Okay. Got it. So then he's being charged with murder. You just say aggravated murder. That's the distinction? You just want to...
It's a massive... You cannot say murder versus aggravated murder.
Massive distinction.
This gets to the entire crux of why him being up for the death sentence. And I actually find the defense's filing about why this is not aggravated to be very compelling of why it's not aggravated.
Now, I think that was the death blow. Because if you're going into a debate saying that the state's position, that Tyler Robinson is the one who pulled the trigger, you should know the charges, right? You should know this like the back of your hand, especially if you know you're going into a debate with Candace Owens. It's going to be viewed by millions of people, and you're paying $300,000 for it, and you're kind of in some way, or at least indirectly and unofficially, representing Erica Kirk, TPUSA, that position. You should know this stuff. If you don't know the charges, you're not in a position to really debate this issue. It's like if you try to go into a theology debate, you know, a Catholic versus Orthodox theology debate, and you've never read the Bible. And by the way, I've seen that very often. A lot of apologists, sadly, have never read the Bible. But I've, you know, I would say, hey, you probably shouldn't be going into a debate if you've never just kind of read the foundational text here, right? So kind of the same idea, right? So she exposed that, and that really just kind of showed, okay, regardless of what you think about Candace Owens and her position, and if she's reading too much into things or stretching this too much, or is even exploiting the situation, whatever you think about her, love or hate her, somewhere in between, doesn't matter. She did successfully show that Andrew was not in a position to really challenge her on the situation, because she clearly knew more about it than he did. And maybe more importantly, he didn't even know the basics, such as the charges. This is something that you should be able to rattle off the top of your head, especially going into this debate. Now, with a little bit of criticism on the Candace Owens position, there's this clip. Take a look.
Erica's complicit. If you guys want to play that video.
And so right now their guys are going out and they're going to look for evidence. And then by May, which is fortunately around the corner, then she'll see what they found. So what the F is that performance? How could you sit up there and say, I 100% believe Tyler Robinson did it. That right there is why it is impossible for me to think that Erica Kirk is not complicit somehow. Because what?
That those two thoughts actually don't even follow. How would it be the case that even if Erica Kirk did believe that Tyler Robinson was 100% responsible for the death of Charlie Kirk, let's just say she believed it with every fiber of her being, believed all the evidence, because she did. She just actually did. Would it then follow that somehow she's complicit in his death?
I didn't say complicit in death. You added those two words.
Okay, so what's she complicit in?
Yes, so sowing this narrative that Tyler Robinson is guilty. So you're chopping up clips. Like I said, you didn't have the confidence coming
into
debate.
Okay, well, tell me, what does that mean? What does complicit mean?
We are showing a clip of her on Barry Weiss, which I can't remember the date that she did that interview. Mm-hmm. And Erica, when she is asked, "Are you, you know, do you feel with 100% certainty that Tyler Robinson did this?" And she says, "I do." Then, again, context matters. I sit down with Erica for 4 hours under the assumption that she had some evidence, right? Like I'm like, I actually, this is why I did not engage in any like Erica, everyone's questioning what she's wearing and all this stuff. I was like, I'm going to wait here because I don't know, just it feels weird to think that. Did I think that some of her mannerisms were weird and stuff like that? Yeah, but that's not, you can't convict somebody on weird mannerisms. And then when I sat down with her and I was expecting for her to say, well, you know, I'm obviously the victim on the case and we got to see the shot, you know, taken or this or that, whatever it is, great. You know, that's why she has that much confidence 2 months ago. And when I sat down with her, it was nothing. It was nothing. Okay. So this is a conversation.
How would that make her complicit?
Complicit. And again, you said complicit in the death of Charlie
complicit
Kirk.
Complicit in what? Yeah.
Well, if you let me finish my sentence, I could tell you that. But my point being is that then you take a look at this and you go, okay, well, this is weird. Why would you have this confidence? And then when you sit across from somebody and you say, okay, great, I want to go out there and defend you now. I want people to know that you can't say this stuff publicly, but you know more things. And she just blanks. And then she says, well, I'm going to call the lawyer. And she called the lawyer. Again, all of this is on my show. So out of context clips is not going to work because I know what I say on my show. Okay. So we call her lawyer and her lawyer says to us, she calls him on the phone, pardon me. And it's me, her, and Justin Strife. And I'm like, okay, great. What do you guys have? He goes, well, we don't have anything yet. We're not at that phase yet. And I'm like, well, what do you mean you don't have anything? And he says, Well, don't you know how it works? It's a probable cause hearing. So basically the state says that they're going to bring this forward. And now our people go out and they look for the evidence to assert that Tyler Robinson is guilty. And so I asked her directly, her lawyer directly, the phone's in between us. I'm like, wait, so just so I'm clear, you haven't seen anything that the public hasn't seen? And he says, no. So I'm going back in my head and I'm going, okay, so why is Erica saying with such a degree of certainty, like she was sent out to convince the public and people bit, by the way. I remember even Megyn Kelly was like, you know, let's wait. She's going to have access to things. I did think she had access to things that we didn't have. Why express that confidence to the public as opposed to just being like, we don't know yet. I feel confident he's involved. They made an arrest.
I don't understand. How would any of this make her complicit?
Well, I've already told you. She's complicit in trying to fool the public into thinking this is some open and shut case.
How is she trying to fool the public into this? If she believes that Tyler Robinson killed Kirk, if she believes that, how would that be complicit in anything?
Are you
saying that you think she doesn't believe it?
I don't believe that at that stage she sat down with Barry Weiss that that's what she believes. No, but that's my opinion.
Right. But so when you just say complicit, you just mean she believes that Tyler Robinson killed Kirk? That's it?
That's what we were talking about. That's why I said if your strategy was to dice up clips and take it out of context and make it seem like I said
you
she was complicit.
Everything.
Yeah, but then why not just play the full thing? Like why?
Because we don't have like infinite amounts of time, I'm guessing. You probably don't want to watch.
I'm going to go back.
There was also this clip, very short clip, where she also said that Israel was involved somehow. Take a look at it.
I think France and Israel are involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination. And I'm going to put that out there with full confidence. Okay. I also
involvement.
I understand.
Yeah.
So you think you with full confidence, you think that.
Yeah, I think
France
involved.
And Israel.
Yeah, I mean, the person that gave me that thing that I reported said that French Foreign Legion were on the ground that day. Mm-hmm. Again, this would be at a professional limitation for me to then go and probe that information that I handed over. I can't do that. I'm not.
But
the
you
United
don't
States
have any
government.
Positive evidence of
okay,
that.
Okay. Right? Liz, I don't. Can you just stop? It's actually just like annoying to hear you keep saying positive evidence. I've just asked me what I think, and I just tell you, yes, I think
well,
they are
that's
involved.
That's a claim.
No, I said, here's what I think.
I have every right to ask you about your claim.
Yeah, but
and if there's positive evidence for your claim.
In this statement, I literally just said, I think, and I am allowed to think.
All right. So, you know, some people feel like she wasn't sufficiently answering those questions there, wasn't actually able to give a better justification for the reasons why she believes that Erica and Israel are somehow involved in this. And so there's that side for the people who are criticizing Candace Owens and her position. Now, take a look at this one where she really skillfully got Andrew on this point. Because if Andrew is actually sent by Erica Kirk to defend TPUSA, this was a pretty masterful thing for Candace Owens to do. Candace Owens asks Andrew, well, what about your comments where you said Erica Kirk is too stupid to somehow be involved in an assassination plot against her husband? Take a look.
Erica's complicit, that's my opinion. When you tweeted Erica's too retarded to kill mm-hmm. her husband,
yeah.
Would you like to explain how you developed your evidence, your positive evidence for the fact that Erica was retarded?
Yeah, sure. So yeah. I just think all women are retarded.
Oh, so you're allowed to just say stuff. Who knew? So and what? And by the
me.
Way, and like, what dramatically transformed your opinion of Erica after going to the headquarters? Because you were pretty hostile about.
I wasn't hostile towards him.
You don't think calling somebody too retarded?
No. Is come on. That's like normal tongue-in-cheek stuff for me online.
Oh, you're being tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, usually when I call someone retarded, I'm being tongue-in-cheek, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that didn't go over very well for Andrew, right? I mean, anybody who's a female in the audience is going to automatically not like him after that comment, so not a really good debate strategy. I don't know how this guy is training people in debate strategy at TPUSA when you just alienated half of your audience right there. But also, I mean, it was pretty skillful on her part to bring this out and to cause some contention there between Erica and Andrew. if Andrew was actually sent by TPUSA. That would sow some division between them. So that was a pretty smart move. And so, you know, that pretty much sums it up. Andrew came into this debate not sufficiently prepared to overcome the objections that Candace has. Candace doesn't have any kind of documented proof that someone other than Tyler Robinson was behind the assassination. But the burden of proof is on Andrew rather than her. All she has to do is cast doubt on Tyler Robinson being the one to pull the trigger. She doesn't actually have the burden of proof here, at least not in this debate. Now, if they had arranged the debate differently, she would have had perhaps the burden of proof. But in this case, it was Andrew that had it, and he didn't come in sufficiently prepared to hold the line on the idea that he's the one who pulled the trigger. Because what she did is she just said, well, I think the fingerprints issue, the video issue, the this and that, here's one of the reasons why I think that it doesn't prove that Tyler Robinson was the one who pulled the trigger. And here's the reason why I don't think this does. And here's why I don't think it adds up. And he wasn't prepared to respond to those things. Now, I'm just thinking, I'm shocked. You paid $300,000 to not be prepared. Candace has been talking about this for years. Not years, but you know what I mean. For months, for quite some time. Every day, pretty much. Now, I don't really watch her show like that. I haven't gone through all the data that she has put out there, but I know that she's talking about it all the time. If I went into a debate with a person who's talking about this every day, I would have done my homework, especially if I'm paying $300,000. I would have gone and watched all of her shows. And it was clear he didn't watch any of her shows, so he wasn't prepared to respond to her objections. When she says, here's why I think the fingerprint analysis isn't conclusive. Here's why I think the video footage isn't conclusive. Here's why I think that the text message confession isn't conclusive. He wasn't prepared to respond to those things. But if he had done actual debate prep, he would have already known what her objections to those data points were, and he would have had some kind of response prepared. But he didn't. So he just didn't do his homework. So because he had the burden of proof, it didn't sufficiently prepare, he lost the debate. So Candace Owens doesn't have to prove anything. All she had to do was swat down anything that he produces to substantiate his position. She did that, whether you agree with her position or not, whether her position is true or not. He didn't come fully prepared, and I think he paid for it. And it looks like the vast majority of the people, you know, who have evaluated this debate have kind of come to the same conclusion. A lot of people are reacting to it. Here's an AI depiction that people have been circulating, speculating what TPUSA's reaction may have been. Again, this is AI, it's not real, but tongue in cheek, take a look.
Wait, I can explain.
Shabbat shalom, Andrew.
What?
We invested a lot in you.
I was having nicotine withdrawal. The chair was uncomfortable. I barely slept. My foot was...
Silence!
She asked you to name one of the seven charges. You said positive evidence 47 times.
It was a framework!
47 times, Andrew. Bring me the jar.
No. No! Please! Not the pickles!
And there's other ones out there, right? All just kind of speculating that, you know, there's this one where he goes into the hotel room and meets up with his wife, and he's panicking, thinking he's about to be killed by Erica because he failed the debate. And so, yeah, there's those floating around, right? There's Ben Shapiro, who just did a reaction video, and he's saying everybody lost from this debate. He's ultimately, however, more critical against Candace Owens's position, from what I could tell from the few minutes that I watched of his video. Hassan Piker has come out kind of defending Candace Owens and saying that she won. Take a look at this clip.
I can't speak out against this queen because this is a queen that successfully and single-handedly undermined the Republican initiative to martyrize Charlie Kirk and use that example to crack down on political dissent. She dropped a grenade on the discourse. You understand? So I'm with her. It's hard. It's hard for me. My brain says, no, it's probably Tyler Robinson. But my heart says, go, Candace, go. Keep cooking.
I remember that. I remember as soon as the assassination happened, there was this huge campaign, especially on the right, to cancel any kind of criticisms of Charlie Kirk. And there was this push to idolize Charlie Kirk and turn him into a martyr and a national hero. And Hassan Piker is saying she single-handedly destroyed that. I think there were some other factors as well. I mean, number one, people got to see, well, actually, you know, he said these things, but he was also saying some of these other things over here. And, you know, people also saw how Erica Kirk was acting herself, even without Candace Owens saying a word about it. People saw that and it left a bad taste in most people's mouth and it just rubbed us the wrong way. And so that, I think, really diminished their cause as well. And a lot of it just seemed like fake piety, you know, fake religious piety. A lot of it seemed like just religious hypocrisy. And so again, it left a bad taste on a lot of people's mouth. And yes, Candace Owens also had something to do with maybe taking down TPUSA's image, but I think that was more after the fact, after Erica Kirk, I think perhaps single-handedly did that herself. So I'd actually give it to Erica Kirk for destroying their image more than Candace Owens. Be that as it may, that's where he's landing on that particular situation. I do want to hear your thoughts. If you got a chance to watch the debate, it was a little over 3 hours. Let me know what you thought about it. Put your thoughts in the comment section below. And of course, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And also check me out at Patreon if you want to support the channel. Patreon.com/ Reason and Theology. We'll see you later. Take care.